Everyone, to open our time of worship, I'm going to read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, and this is what some people would call the Song of Mary, the Magnificat, and this is Mary's song of praise to God. And Mary said, "My soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has had regard for the humble state of his bondslave. For behold, from this time on all generations will count me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is upon generation after generation toward those who fear him. He has done mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who were proud in the thoughts of their heart. He has brought down rulers from their thrones and has exalted those who were humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent away the rich empty-handed. He has given help to Israel, his servant, in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his descendants forever." And we are the descendants of Abraham. Amen.
Breaks the power.
Who breaks the power? A state of darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger. The King of glory, the King above all kings.
Who shakes?
Who shakes the hopeless with holy thunder? Who leaves his breath?
Worthy
is the King.
Built on nothing less. My anchor holds me. We're in awe, Lord God. We're in awe of you. We're in awe of the fact that you, our Creator, the Lord of the universe, our Almighty God, would come to us. Your creatures that you made, who fell away from obeying you and were trapped in sin. And that you would come as an innocent little baby, such a beautiful picture of life, of innocence, of simplicity, of joy. And now through your son, that babe in Bethlehem, who grew to be our Savior and Lord, who spread the kingdom, who gave his life on the cross, and who broke out of the bonds of death and gave us new life as we give our faith to you through him and in the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we're in awe. This is an awesome season as we begin Advent today, and we anticipate for these four Sundays that great celebration of your birth, your coming. Lord, you come in so many ways. You came as your Son. You come as the Holy Spirit. And you come to our hearts every time we lean our hearts toward you, every time we bow in worship, every time we say a prayer, every time we do a deed to help another, every time we humble ourselves, every time we repent, every time we trust in you, every time we give you glory. Lord, we give you glory now. And Father, we pray on this list, about the list that we have in our bulletin. There's many names here and many situations, some that aren't written here. And Lord, we lift them before you. We pray, Father, for Vicki Elmaker's dad, Ray Swigert, who's also Melanie's granddad and Ed and Melanie's children's great-granddad, who's just weakening and needs your presence and your love as he is now trusting his life in your hands, Lord. What a joyful man. Just bless him. Bless him, Lord. Be with Harold Godshall, such a dear friend and one who's given his life to healing others and now is standing in the need of healing himself. We pray that he finds that healing in his faith, and thank you for the faith he has as he goes through this. And as Kay is recovering from her knee surgery, which was a redoing of a knee that was done before, and some difficulty with the incision, just pray that it all heals well and just help both Ray and Kay as they get through this time and this challenge. And all the others, Lord, whose names here are here, we pray for them. And also I want to pray for a firefighter who was injured in a fire in Marietta yesterday, was airlifted to Hershey Medical Center. Her name is Missy Beck with Blue Rock Fire Rescue, stationed at the firehouse in Washington Borough. And thank you, Lord, that as they got her to Hershey and she had some tests, that they were able to send her home late last night. She's with her family, and we pray that she makes a full recovery from her injuries. Thank you, Lord, for protecting her from something even worse, as she was protecting others by fighting that fire. Lord, we pray for the family of Derek Stolzfus, the graduate of LCCS, whose service will be this Tuesday, who was killed in a car accident early on Friday. We just pray, Lord, that you'll comfort the Stolzfus family, be with Worship Center where they worship and where his service will be. And for that whole school and all those who know him, I know he has siblings in the school, and just bless him, Lord. Bless each one of that family. It's so sad for us to know that a young man like that had his life cut short, and yet, Lord, we know that our life eternally is with you as his is, and we trust him to your care. Be with those who are looking for new life, particularly all those that are listed here, Lord, but as Matt and Mary's date is nearing this coming month, and we just pray for each one, each mother, each child, and each delivery to be safe and healthy. Father, be with the mission field folks that we support and pray for regularly. We thank you, Lord, that each one can look to you for all they need. Lord, we are just in awe of your goodness, your graciousness, and we do indeed celebrate this season in which year after year we remember that marvelous and mystical and mysterious and yet beautiful birth. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Welcome, everyone. As Dale and Debbie are coming up, they're going to do a reading and light the first candle. It's kind of neat how we build up to Christmas Eve, and we get to the... Yeah, that's fine.
Why don't you read first and then we'll light the candle. I'm
going to read from Isaiah 9, verse 2 and 6 and 7. Before those people lived in darkness, but now they have seen a great light. They lived in a dark land, but a light has shined on them. A child has been born to us. God has given a son to us. He will be responsible for leading the people. His name will be Wonderful Counselor, Powerful God, Father who lives forever, Prince of Peace. Power and peace will be in the kingdom and will continue to grow forever. He will rule as king on David's throne and over David's kingdom. He will make it strong, be ruled with justice and goodness for now, on, and forever. The Lord all-powerful will do this because of his strong love for his people.
We just thank you that we anticipate week by week the great celebration of Jesus' birth. And we do it each year, even though he was born once and died once for all. We celebrate him. In his name we pray. Amen. Thank you to the Whitmers. Welcome, everyone. It's an exciting time of year, isn't it? We just celebrate Thanksgiving, and now we go to another great celebration. I just want to welcome visitors today. We're glad you're here, if you're visiting. We have some special visitors from Florida. My sister-in-law, Mary Kay Cote, her husband, my brother, pronounced our name Cote. That's the French pronunciation. I'm not sure which Mary Kay prefers. I don't think it was Cote till you got to Florida, was it, Mary Kay? But anyway, we're so glad. And Mary Kay couldn't be here without her very faithful caregiver, Suzette, who's to her left. And Suzette was able to come with her family, her husband Michael, and her daughter Kelani. And somewhere there's a son. Oh, there he is, Dennis. He's up here. He got to know the kids at our house yesterday. So we're just glad they're here. And they and we are all invited to decorate the church after worship today. We're going down. They got a tree. And we're going to hang some wreaths and get the church ready for this season. So I hope you can stay around after. There's no meal. It shouldn't take us too long. And you can go get your meal after that. So I hope you'll all be able to stay and do that. I also want to call your attention to the holiday schedule. There's some things, there's a new notice, which we'll talk about in a minute, but I want to make a change. We've decided to change the way we're doing caroling on the 18th. The schedule is printed in your bulletin. On the 18th is the children's musical in the morning. And then we have caroling scheduled at 5 o'clock, which is typically when we would do that. This year, Amy is doing the meal, and we're going to eat right after worship and then go caroling right away. And then we're going to come back to the church for some cookies and hot chocolate afterwards. So we'll have a good time of fellowship. There's possibly three people at least that we'll be seeing and visiting who aren't out and about, like Kay. And we'll visit Ray, Melanie's granddad, and we'll visit Mary Bell Shower. And some of us are wondering what we haven't seen Betty in a couple of weeks, so I hope she's well. If she's not, we'll go to her. So it's always a great time to go caroling. And Jonathan's going to come and give you some details about the changes to the Advent dinner as he comes up. Let me just remind you that we decided a couple of years ago to do the Advent dinner theater every year. And one year we had a movie night, and this is an off year, but it's still going to be a fun night. And Jonathan's going to, what's that? Yeah, every other year, right? Did I say every year? Thank you for correcting me. We learned in Sunday school that you're not supposed to judge people outside the church, but you can judge those in the church. So thank you, Jen.
All right, so as you've seen posted, we're having a Advent mystery dinner. And some of you may not know what that is, and I only know from growing up. I know Marilyn Shirley had some here. I think Amy Hoffman's done some. It's always, I enjoy it, but how it works is you're going to have a menu, you're going to place an order, and you're going to place your order for three courses. However, you're not going to know exactly what you're getting, because we're going to pick some probably holiday-themed names for the different foods. So you're going to do your best, and that's going to include utensils and probably the whole gamut. And you will then be served your meal, probably a three-course meal. Hopefully, if you're lucky, you'll get your salad, your main course, and your dessert in that order. Although I'm guessing there may not be many that receive it like that. But it's a lot of fun. We have the young men, or at least some so far, that are going to be taking care of the cooking and serving. We're going to try to keep that a smaller group so more people get to experience the mystery dinner. There will probably be some visits from past Advent dinner theater characters, perhaps. And we'll probably wrap up the evening with some sort of event or game or something. But it'll be a lot of fun, so please make sure you come out and bring some friends. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
And that begins at 5:30. And the schedule will be corrected about the caroling. What? Yeah, we're going to try to start right at 5:30. And you're not going to be, of course, bringing food like covered dish, but we'll be passing we'll have a basket there where you can contribute toward the cost of the meal. And bring friends. It'll be a great night. We usually get about 100 people for that evening. I hope we can get more than that this year. So thank you all. Now, next, I'd like to invite Abigail McElhaney. She's going to talk about a special program that the children have been doing during Sunday school for the last several weeks. Here you go, Abigail.
Joanna came up to me at the end of October, right before we were supposed to go on this huge trip down south. And she's like, hey, by the way, could you switch for the month of November? And I was for Kids Church. And I was like, sure, why not? And God really knew what he was doing, because later on, when I was preparing for Kids Church for the month of November, God blessed us with the idea of doing Operation Christmas Child. And we're going to show you a short video just to kind of whet your appetite and help you, for those who might not know what Operation Christmas Child is, to kind of like give you an idea of what it's like. And God just has just kind of blown us away with just how really special this project has been with the kids from Kids Church. So I'm going to let you watch the video first, and then we're going to have the kids come up from Kids Church who helped with the shoeboxes to talk a little bit about what it was like. So.
Once, in a faraway land, There was a child who was hurting and in need. But one day, that child was given a very special gift in a shoebox. Inside were wonderful things, incredible toys he had never seen before. And something else amazing happened. Through that simple gift, the child heard the gospel and became a disciple of Jesus. And everywhere the child went, he shared his faith with others. So just like that, his entire world was transformed by the love of Jesus Christ. And this is how millions of children discover good news and great joy through Operation Christmas Child.
This is an explosion of happiness.
There are times when right after they open the gift boxes, the only thing that we can hear is just 5 minutes of screaming.
These kids are so excited because they are receiving toys for the very first time.
Who doesn't want a gift? Who doesn't want a present?
The box, it catches their hearts. It shows them that out there are people who really care about you.
The big impact at the end of the day is lives that are changed. Children are coming to faith in Jesus Christ, and that's what it's all about.
En ese momento pude llegar a aceptar a Dios y ser hijo de él.
Tomar mane agami mane porboti jibon jeno ishore pothe cholte paro tar jonno janiechilo.
Each year, shoeboxes bring hope and joy to millions of children in need.
You know, to raise a million anything and to hand out a million anything is a big chore. But this year we handed out over 10 million shoeboxes. Can you imagine?
Operation Christmas Child has united believers around the world in a spirit of giving and love.
Operation Christmas Child! Right out there in shoeboxes!
Packing the shoebox is sending toys and soap and things like that to children, but also the greatest journey introduces them to Jesus Christ.
After children receive the box, they get to go through a 12-lesson discipleship course.
The greatest journey is the real deal because it gets to train and disciple the children that have received the shoeboxes.
So they understand the basic concepts of the Bible. And then to teach them verses, and these verses help them share their faith.
After graduating from the greatest journey, children receive a certificate and a Bible in their own language.
Now I know that I belong to Jesus. All my life is His.
This is what it's all about, evangelism, taking the gospel to another generation.
When the box ends into the hands of a child, that is not the end.
Operation Christmas Child is creating a ripple that's going around the globe.
So it started with a box, and it's ending with communities and countries being changed.
Just one child, by just one gift.
We've only just begun. There are billions of children who need to come to know Jesus.
You know, these boxes are like a candle. It's a little bit of light that you take into a dark part of the world, and it makes a difference. In this grade, every shoebox is important. Every shoebox touches the life of a child. You know, we couldn't do it without you. And we ask, you know, everybody to pray. Pray for one of the children that's going to get the boxes. Listen, God uses those prayers, and he answers prayer. And every year we see millions of children put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. So thank you. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your support. And listen, keep praying. We need your prayers. The children of the world need your prayers. God bless you.
All right, did you see the joy on their faces? It was pretty intense. We were really blessed that we got to do two boxes this during our November Kids Church. Could I have the kids who are part of Kids Church come up? And we'll talk a little bit about what we got to do with the boxes. Each of the families, thank you. A special, special thank you to the parents and grandparents who helped the kids out. Let's line up right here in the front. So we'll each have a turn. For jumping on board with us so quickly. It was very last minute, but here's a picture of some of the kids with our shoe boxes. We had two shoe boxes, one for a boy and one for a girl, ages 5 to 9, so that really fit well into the ages for our kids' church. It was really just fantastic the way the kids just jumped in and were so excited about it. And we had one Sunday where we got to, we learned about it, and then we got a list of items, and then the next Sunday we packed them in the shoeboxes. The Sunday after that we prayed for them, and this Sunday we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate God's goodness, we're going to celebrate the joy that those boxes contain, and we're going to celebrate and make some special crafts to help us remember to pray for our shoeboxes. So I'm going to have kids, let's go through and share something that you got to put in the shoebox. Do you remember what you got to put in?
I put in some crayons.
Good job.
I put it in brushes.
We got toothbrushes.
Excellent. All right, you can start.
We got a doll. I put in Band-Aids.
You got to be in the picture. Leah got to be in the picture that was sent with the boxes. Go ahead.
I got to put in a sticker book that you could build your own ice cream sundae. I gave them a coloring book and some Band-Aids.
We put in a soccer ball.
I put in a tractor.
I put in a sticker book.
I put in some crayons.
I put in a baseball cap.
The St. Bernard Clears.
I bought an Anna and Elsa coloring book and think some crayons. I don't know.
I put in a pump for the soccer ball.
I put in two monster truck and bows.
Something else that's really important that's sent with the shoeboxes, and probably one of the most treasured items that we heard from the testimonies of the kids who have received boxes, is that we put in a letter. So the kids came together and we wrote a letter, and they put in some beautiful things. They said that each kid went around and said something that they wanted to put in the letter. They said they cherish the child, that they were praying for them, that they hoped they were happy, that their family was going to be safe. Just really beautiful things, that we love them. They just had such a beautiful picture, even though they didn't have a face or a name. When they were praying, every child prayed over the box. We actually taped it, but all the kids touched the box and then put their head down on the table, very reverent-like, but we couldn't hear a thing they said on the video. So it was very beautiful, and they said some beautiful things. But something else they also got to do, which was very fun, is they had a special letter that they got to put in themselves. We had a group picture that we sent with each box and a group letter, but they get to fill out their own personal letter. They drew a picture of themselves and their houses. It was really funny, like Janelle, Matt, and I trying to remember how to spell Pennsylvania, like fully outright, not just put PA. Jaden was very smart. She's like, just put PA. I had the opportunity. It talks about the kids on the back, their favorite items. I got the opportunity to help Abigail and Margaret and Emma. And their answers were like lickety-split. They knew exactly what they liked. Emma loves steak. That's her favorite food. We think we tried to help Margaret figure out what it was. Somehow we ended up with ribs on her favorite food. You know, it could be. Abigail was like, she just knew everything straight off. Lemonade, favorite color, no problem. It was great. So much fun to do this with the kids, and so special. So each box got a group letter. It got half of the personal letters, and it got a group photo. And it's covered in prayer. We do have something called special tracking on it, where within a couple months we should actually know which region of the world or even possibly the country. So we'll be able to share that later. So we are so excited that the kids have just done a tremendous job, and I hope you're as excited as we are and praying for these boxes, that we know they're just going to go somewhere special. And one last note, Janelle has been awesome. We need a couple more fillers for the girl box. So we sent her out, and her job was to get some girly things, and she did a fantastic job. The girliest stuff you've ever seen, no problems. Bracelets with cows and purple jump ropes. It was great. It's been so much fun. So thank you very much, and we're going to go celebrate and make special things so we remember to pray for our kids. So, I'm sorry? Probably not today. No, okay.
Thank you. That is really exciting. I'm excited what you guys are doing. I overlooked saying one thing. Kay Nixdorf, we're trying to send meals to her. She had some, they're in another Bible study, and their friends were taking care of meals early on and family, but they could really use some meals from us. And Melanie Bachman is the one who coordinates that. So you might have gotten an email already, and you may get another reminder, but you could simply text or email Melanie if you could take a night or a day to take a meal over to Kay and Ray. And we have one this Tuesday, but we'd like to give her a lot more meals. So let's keep that in mind. And Jacob's home from college. Hey, Jacob. Greet one another in Jesus' name.